Seat is proud to sponsor Northern Ag Network On Demand. The Renovo team is focused on enriching land and lives by offering over 1,200 species of seed for any farmer ranch operations needs. Learn more at renovoseed.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Morning Market Report. Well, around 700 FFA members and chapter advisors from across South Dakota attended this year's state leadership development events held Sunday and Monday in Rapid City. South Dakota FFA Foundation Executive Director Jerry Yide says South Dakota is seeing some good growth in FFA membership.
So we have over 6,000 FFA members this year with 111 FFA chapters. That's up about 26 chapters in the past 7 years, which is really exciting. And FFA membership has grown nearly 2,000 in members. So with the number of young people in the state of South Dakota continuing to go down, the fact that schools are recognizing the value of the leadership that FFA offers and saying we need an FFA chapter in our school is very exciting to have.
The ID also talked about some of the competitions that were held in Rapid City.
From public speaking and creed speaking to parliamentary procedure, agriculture issues, creating marketing plans, just a lot of different very valuable life skills, soft skills that they'll use, learning to communicate effectively through written proposals, through thinking on their feet, presenting and to the judges about their different plans and the things that they've worked very hard for, and also just learning about agriculture, learning about what goes into a marketing plan? What are the issues that are facing agriculture today? How to be leaders and step up and be on school boards and city councils and state legislators with addressing the different issues. So it's a great learning experience for everybody.
Now, winners of some of those events will earn the right to compete at the National FFA Convention next fall in Indianapolis, Indiana. Speaking of some of the ag events, of course, today is going to be the kickoff of the Montana Stockgrowers Association annual convention. And for myself, I'll be heading to Bozeman for the Montana Seed Trade Association annual convention and help with their fundraiser auction later tonight. Well, we need to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with more ag news right after this.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
This is a public service announcement. Don't let Jake near your farm. He'll destroy your cereal crops. He's 5'10", wears flannels, and...
Oh, hey, Jake.
Are you telling everyone I'm ruining your crops?
Yep.
But why? We're pickleball partners.
I just don't think disease could do this much damage. It's gotta be you.
Stop playing the blame game. It's probably wireworms. They can cause up to an 80% crop loss for cereal farmers. For a higher yield potential, get Taraxa F4 seed treatment from BASF, the only tool for rapid wireworm elimination. Always read and follow label instructions.
A group of lawmakers this week expressed concerns regarding the Department of Agriculture's requirements for the latest emergency relief program. In a letter to the Department of Ag, the lawmakers say USDA's 2022 emergency relief program requirements are misguided and losing sight of the relief program's intent outlined by Congress when it was created. They say the Biden administration's USDA made requirements that have nothing to do with helping farmers deal with natural disasters, and in fact, by the USDA attaching excessive conditions to receive aid, the federal relief program could force farmers to wait even longer for assistance or completely jeopardize their ability to access the program. The lawmakers strongly request the USDA in the letter to abandon the current program and implement the framework from the 2021 ERP Phase 1 as quickly as possible. Well, the global beef market continues to show some strong prices, even with smaller production numbers worldwide. At some point, though, it is bound to turn, and it may be due to the shifts in the beef trade, according to a new report from Rabobank. The report anticipates a 4.5% contraction in beef production and a 3% decrease in U.S. beef consumption in 2024. As a result, an increase in imports is expected, with those most likely to come from Australia, Mexico, and New Zealand. Now, new production records are also expected from Brazil, with growth of 1% to 2% per year over year, which could also support a 2% to 3% increase in export volumes. Also in their predictions for 2024, Rabobank says the U.S. herd rebuild remains on hold for now, with the cow slaughter continuing to be high for 2023 and heifers accounting for over 40% of calf and feeder cattle sales. Speaking of some of those cattle sales, we'll talk about the prices from them right after this.
Yellowstone Gift Annuity is offered seniors with payout rates as high as 9.7%. Hi, I'm Sarah Hofer with the Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch Foundation. Imagine income for life, saving money on your taxes, and helping troubled children. Contact Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch Foundation today or visit us online at yellowstonefoundation.org. Be sure to ask us about the Montana Endowment Tax Credit for charitable planned gifts.
For the second week in a row, Tuesday was the turnaround day for the cattle futures. This is creating a little bit of hope that additional price gains may be developed as the week continues and potentially break out of the weaker market cycle. However, it is going to take several days of consistent upward support in order for those traders to really regain that confidence that the price support has been established. Checking out some of the futures from yesterday, we saw the January feeders adding $4.17, putting their bid at $2.1470. March feeders adding nearly $4 themselves at $2.1747. For the live cattle futures, they were in the triple-digit gains, but not mashing on the gas quite as much as the feeder cattle were, as the February live cattle futures added $1.90 yesterday at $168.97. April live cattle futures also up $1.80 at $171.50. Now, when we turn to some of our local auctions, of course, it was Pays yesterday with over 7,000 head of this year's Blue Ribbon sale, and they actually had to split that sale into 2 days, and we'll wrap up today with some more dispersions and some bred heifers, plus those young and short-term middle-aged cows, which is somewhat of a similar test to what we saw yesterday. Surprisingly, it was actually the mamas with a little bit of age that the producers were really wanting to see to rebuild the herd, as some of the 4 to 5 year old bred cows coming in with a price of $3,200 a head, while some more of those coming threes coming from the Frederick's dispersal, well, they brought a top price of $3,500 a head. And a little bit of a surprise to me, we did see some of the heifers trying to do their best just to get to that $2,000 per head mark on the bred heifers. However, that's not to say there were still some that went up into that $2,500 or even better money than that. As mentioned, that Blue Ribbon sale will finish up at Pays today, and we'll have the full coverage later on. The wheat complex once again led the markets higher yesterday as another sale was announced headed to China, 7.3 million bushels of soft red wheat actually marking their way to China, bringing China's total commitment now up to 60 million bushels, more than the U.S. had sold to China all of last season. Checking out where some of those futures finished, as mentioned, KC Winterita March up a nickel yesterday right under 663, May spring wheat also up 3 at 749.5. Well, that's all the time we have for today's Morning Market Report here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Mandy Schwab. Have a great rest of your day.